This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We're joined by Dr. Patricia Byrne, who is consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist, because the number of prescriptions for ADHD medication has increased by 87% in the five-year period through to the end of 2024, according to a recent review. Dr. Byrne, Patricia, the medication for both ADHD and for depression, for depressive medication among children, has increased vastly. Is that because diagnosis is becoming better or because there is a knee-jerk response to medicate quickly?
Good morning, Anton. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Can I just check, can you hear me well?
Perfectly.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. So there's a number of factors which have led to the increase of ADHD prescriptions. And certainly I can assure you from many of my colleagues working in child and adolescent mental health services, there isn't a reaction to prescribe quickly. First of all, that we know that ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder. And as a neurodevelopmental disorder, it means that it starts in your childhood and it persists throughout life. And up until very recently, there was no pathway for any young adults or adults in order to access ADHD medication. And that's one of the things that has recently been introduced as part of the government's national strategy to develop a pathway for adults who experience ADHD. So that's the first time there's been a consistent prescription or access to a pathway that's been developed in the service. And that certainly has had huge demand.
Now, how short is that pathway, Patricia? Because I know in the US there was a Stanford study that found that roughly 42% of 4- and 5-year-olds diagnosed with ADHD were prescribed medication within 1 month, only 14% receiving behavioral therapy first. Is that same kind of pattern presenting in Ireland?
So in Ireland, there's a number of different pathways. And certainly in Ireland, there's a huge wait list in order to be able to access any of the publicly serviced services. So in Ireland, we have a number of different things. ADHD Ireland is an excellent service which provides and is working as part of the government's care plan, providing intervention on a behavioural management of ADHD, psychoeducation, information about sports in schools. So that's a really, really important pathway, the behavioural aspects of that. Specialist, both adult and child and adolescent mental health services, then have a role for children with moderate to severe ADHD who need more than just behavioural management.
And would you have a sense of the numbers on that, either in percentage terms or total quantum?
The total numbers across the country. So, the estimates of ADHD is, but the other thing that's happened is understanding and awareness of ADHD has massively increased. If you open, I know even on my own, you know, every time I open my own social media, it tells me more and more symptoms of ADHD and how I might have it. So there's massive increase in awareness. So there's a huge range of people seeking assessment and diagnosis at this stage. Traditionally, in Irish CLAM services, it was less than 5%. But currently, I would say that referrals to most CAM services querying ADHD is probably about half or even more of the referrals that the services receive. In adult services...
And of those, would you have any sense, Patricia, of how many are then medicated?
So Within CAMHS, within a CAMHS service, the first process that happens is there will be a screening of this, an assessment of a referral to see whether or not the symptoms are suggested by ADHD, because many additional presentations may present as ADHD. So a child may have specific learning difficulties such as dyslexia. A child may have actually mild anxiety or be bullied in school, and that may be contributing to why there may be not focused or attention. Or child may have unmet developmental needs such as occupational therapy needs, how they process sensory, autism or other services. So the first step is actually screening to see whether or not we think, because ADHD is a diagnosis of exclusion, you have to make sure that the symptoms that are presenting are not better accounted okay. by for another disorder.
Okay.
Of those then who are assessed, a smaller amount then will be confirmed as ADHD. And of those then, the options will be provided about information about behavioural supports, which are provided through ADHD Ireland. Or if it is severe, where it's causing daily impact on a child's life, causing difficulties in being able to attain school, causing difficulties at home and causing difficulties in friendship, that's when a threshold for consideration of medication within a CAMHS service is.
Understood. Thank you. Dr. Patricia Byrne, consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.